Welcome to the broadcast of Brooklyn Baptist Church, where the senior pastor is the Reverend Dr. Charles B. Jackson, Sr. Brooklyn has two locations, one church. For more information about all the services of Brooklyn Baptist Church, please visit us on the web at brooklynbaptist.org. That's BrooklynBaptist.org. As we prepare for the word today, please reference number 052619. 052619, simple, not easy. Coming from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 16 through 20. We now join the services of Brooklyn Baptist Church, already in progress. Have a blessed day in the Lord.
Believe, simple. Christian salvation is so simple, we stumble over it trying to find it. Becoming a Christian is simple. But is there anybody in here like me who can testify that being a Christian is not easy? Let me say it again. Being a Christian is not easy. Living the Christian life is not easy. Jesus has put forth some most challenging, yea, even hard sayings. You know, you're going to try to be a Christian, and Jesus tells you to love your enemies. Now, come on, Jesus. I know that mean spirit, low down, dirty rascal, stabbed me in my back and betrayed my trust. And you telling me I can know who he is? It's not a matter of perspective or perception. It's fact, it's truth. That this person tried to destroy me. And you telling me I got to love him? I got to love her? Yes! Love him, love her. In fact, do good to folk who hate you. Treat folk right when they treat you wrong. Pray for those who despitefully you. That's not easy. Because if you're like me, can I be honest with you? I don't wish nobody no harm, but I'm kind of like David was. David said, Lord, you ought at least just let them stomp the toe real bad. What they done put me through. You ain't got to do nothing real serious, but maybe you can get their attention in the name of righteousness if you let them stomp the toe badly. It's not easy being a Christian. When we deal with the mysteries of God's ways, mysteries that are far beyond our comprehension in mortal kind, when you see people going through such painful experiences, such untimely, sudden, tragic deaths, quote, of good people, and then you see folk who are mean and ugly and nasty, and they don't go to church, they don't care what they do, who they do it to, when they do it, nothing seemed to happen to them. But yet those of us who are trying to live right, trying to abide by the precepts of the gospel of Jesus Christ, these things happen to us. And yet we've got to hold on. We've got to remain steadfast. We are encouraged in the word to be unmovable, to always abound in the work of the Lord. It's not easy. Being a Christian, becoming a Christian is simple, but being a Christian is not easy. Yet the word of God says to us that the race is not given to the swift, the battle is not to the strong, but it's for the person who can hold out to the very end. Can you hang in there like Joseph hung in there out of all the stuff he went through. Thorn in a pit, brothers hating on him, picked up, sold into slavery, then he deceived, was in jail, he was betrayed by one of the prisoners, and there he was going through one thing after another thing after another thing. But guess how it ended up? He ended up at the second, with the second highest position in the land of Egypt. But you got to hold on. Job, all the stuff that Job went through, 7 sons, 3 daughters, all of them died, servants killed, 7,000 camels, 3,000 sheep, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, all of them destroyed. His wife turned on him, his health went bad on him, his friends forsook him, but he hung in there. And it ended up with God giving him double for his trouble. Jesus, all of what Jesus went through, but he hung in there and he rose with all power and he said, it's not easy. Going through the pain and the problems and the problem people. Knowing that the end, because God sees the ending before as he sees the beginning. Knowing that it's going to be in our favor. Let me tell you something right now. Let me say it right now. It's coming from my heart. Whatever it is you might find yourself going through, the end is going to be better than your beginning. If you can just hang in there. Yes, it's not easy, but if you can just hang in there. You rejoice. That's the word. That's the word. So then, if it's simple becoming a Christian, but not easy being a Christian, then Pastor, what must I do? Very simple. First of all, you got to stay prayed up. If you're going to make it from your beginning to the ending, where the greater celebration is, you got to stay prayed up. I think it was Isaiah 65 and 24 says, and it shall come to pass that before you call on me, I will answer. And while you are yet speaking, I will hear you. Jeremiah 33 and 3 tells us, call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Psalm 37 and 4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Jesus preaching to the multitude in the Sermon on the Mount said in Matthew 7:7-8, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and to him that seeketh findeth, and to all who knock the doors shall be open. John 15:7 says, if ye abide in me and my word abides in you, you can ask whatever you will in my name and it shall be done unto you. Luke 18:1 says, men ought always to pray and not faint. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Hebrews 5:11 says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we might find mercy and grace to help in the time of need. So if the Christian journey is not an easy one, I got to stay prayed up. You got to stay prayed up. Let me say this. You've heard it thousands of times. In preaching here and elsewhere, God still hears and answers prayer. It's just a reminder. We may not always understand the ways of his work. We may not understand how he brings us the way he's trying to bring us to our expected. But we got to keep on praying. Don't you stop praying just because an experience just doesn't turn out the way you want. You got to keep on praying. Now, in that initial sermon and doing presentations on how to fight the good fight, I told you about the three heavens. I told you about the first heaven, because Bible begins in verse 1 of Genesis by saying, in the beginning, God created the heavens. There's an S, not heaven. The heavens and the earth, which means there are more than one heaven. There are three heavens. The first heaven is that which we can behold somewhat by sight. And it consists of the sun, the moon, and the stars. That's the first heaven. Then I told you about the third heaven. The third heaven is where the throne of God is. It's that location about which Job was talking when he says, the wicked shall cease from troubling and the weary shall be at rest. The third heaven is the place where God's children shall someday reign forever and ever in a world without an end. That's the third heaven. But between the first heaven and the third heaven is the second heaven. That's the devil's headquarters. And so I'm down here on planet Earth. And I'm praying on planet Earth. I'm lifting my eyes toward the hills from which cometh my help. I'm praying on planet Earth. And my prayer has to take flight from where I am. And to get to the third heaven, it's got to pass through the second heaven. And the second heaven is where the devil's demons are. And the devil's demons trying to block our prayers. The devil's demons do not want our prayers to reach the third heaven, which is the throne of God's grace. That's why you got to push. That's why you got to push. That's why you got to keep on praying. I don't know about you, but I think I told a folk in Bible study that I wake up every morning. I wake up every morning sometimes where between 3 and 3:30, and I spend my time with the Lord. And then sometimes I wake up and I don't feel like praying. Have you ever been like that? If you don't feel like praying, I'm sure there have been times in your life when you didn't know what to pray. What I'm going to ask God on my prayer, because I realize I don't know what's best for me, but I don't like where I am. I don't know what to pray. Now, let me tell you this before I go any further. If you don't know what to pray, just say, Lord, have mercy. Let God's mercy take over for you, because His mercy is everlasting, because He knows all about us. Just say, Lord, have mercy. But during those times when you don't feel like praying, whoo, pray anyhow. If you miss a time, you miss a day, don't you start missing too many days. I'm trying to help somebody here now. I'm trying to help you get to this. Don't you miss too many days, because that's what the devil wants you to do. The devil does not want your prayer to reach God's storehouse of His amazing grace, where His blessings are stored. He doesn't want you to be blessed. He doesn't want you to be empowered. He doesn't want you to be encouraged. That's why you got to push. Push your prayer through the second heaven so God can do what only God is able to do. So if you're going to make it when Christianity is not easy, you got to make sure you keep on praying. Pray stayed up. The elders, I marvel over their genius. They were saying, just keep on praying, for the Lord is nigh. Just keep on praying. He'll hear your cry, for the Lord has promised His word. Those scriptures I aforementioned, His word is true. Keep on praying. He will answer you. So even when you don't feel like praying sometimes, pray anyhow. Don't just stop praying. Becoming a Christian is simple. Being a Christian is not easy. So first of all, I got to stay prayed up. Secondly, I've got to stay in the Word of God. I've got to stay in the Word of God. John puts it like this in 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So when I look upon the Word of God, the 66 books of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, I am looking at God Himself having disclosed Himself and His personality and His presence in His Word. If I want to know something about how God operates and who God is, I look at His word. Because David says in 119 and 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. I've got to stay in the Word of God, because the Word of God represents light and life. And that's why we sing the song, "Order My Steps in Your Word, Dear Lord." Because being a Christian is not easy, I have got to stay in the Word. Watch this. Over there in the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians, Paul captures the essence of the Word of God being God himself. And he says, if you're going to make it from becoming a Christian to being a Christian to the end that God has already a purpose for your life, Paul says, you got to put on the armor of God. You got to put on the whole armor of God. He said, stand. Sometimes you feel like falling and sitting, and sometimes you feel like giving up and turning back. He says, stand. And he says, having done everything to stand anyhow. Put on the whole arm of God and watch what he gives them. He says, first thing I want you to do is you got to put on the belt of truth. That is, be honest with yourself. Then it says, put on the breastplate of righteousness. And that means you got to cover and protect your heart. Don't you let the devil put hatred in your heart, hostility in your heart, resentment, envy, mean-spiritedness, bitterness in your heart. Protect your heart. And then he says you've got to make sure you cover your feet with the shoes of peace. And that is, be a peacemaker. And come to know the peace of God that surpasseth all understanding, that gives us a joy even in spite of what we might going through. We can say, this joy I have, the Lord didn't give it. The Lord can't take it away. I've got peace even in the midst of a storm. All right. And then he said, take out the shield of faith. The shield of faith means I'm going to trust God. I don't understand it. It has hurt me badly. I've never been broken and wounded so sharply, but I'm going to trust God. When I can't trace the hand of God, I'm going to trust God. That's holding up the shield of faith. And then he said, put on the helmet of salvation. Helmet of salvation. Just like the breastplate of righteousness protects the heart, the helmet of salvation protects the mind. Are y'all praying me here now? Protects the mind. Don't you let folk be emptying garbage and gossip and lies and unfound rumors and pouring all kind of stuff in your mind to mess up your mind. Protect your mind. Now notice, if you will, those are the five, as I said, the Bible study, defensive weapons of spiritual armor. Watch this. Five defensive weapons, because Satan is going to be attacking and assaulting you. The Bible calls them the fiery darts of the devil. And the devil's going to be shooting his darts at us. You got to protect yourself. Are y'all hearing me? Hold up that faith. Protect yourself. Your feet are protected. Your waist is protected. Your heart is protected. Your head is protected. Defensive weapons. We have five defensive weapons. And we have only one offensive weapon. Oh, watch this here. Because it says you got to hold up the sword of the Spirit. One of the reasons that the devil stays at us, because the whole time we're fighting, we're trying to defend ourselves. But there's an offensive weapon that God has given us, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So you want to use the Word of God to fight off the devil. You don't have to defend yourself all the time. You ain't got to be trying to protect yourself all the time. You can drive the devil away with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word. What are you talking about, God, Pastor Jack? What are you talking about? Well, Jesus gives it to us in the 4th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. When the devil tried to attack Jesus, the devil tried to destroy Jesus, keep Jesus from beginning his ministry right after his baptism in the river of Jordan by John. Can I tell you what happened? Right after Jesus was complimented by God, "This is my beloved son whom I'm well pleased," the devil got after him. He was on a 40-day fast, and the devil came to him and said, "If you're the son of God, command these stones be turned into bread." And what did Jesus do? Jesus had the sword of the Spirit, and Jesus put the Word on him. Jesus said, it is written. Man can't live by bread alone, but by the word of God that comes out of the house, comes out of the mouth of God. Not only that, then the devil took Jesus to the holy city of Jerusalem and set him up on the pinnacle of a temple and made to him, told him of an appeal to fame. He said, why don't you cast yourself down? Because the angels going to give charge concerning you, and they'll catch you if you fall. Jesus says, it is written. He put the word on it. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Then Satan didn't give up then. Then Satan took him to the exceeding high mountain and showed him in panoramic vision all the kingdoms of the world and said to Jesus, I'll give you whatever you want. I'll give you everything I have if you bow down and worship me. And what did Jesus do? Jesus put the word on him. Jesus says, it is written. Get thee hitch behind me, Satan, because I'm going to worship God, and him only am I going to serve. All I'm trying to tell you, being a Christian is not easy, but you got to stay in the word. When the devil comes to you and tries to steal your joy, put the word on him. It is written, Nehemiah 8 and 10, the joy of the Lord is my strength. When the devil comes to you and tries to steal your good health, tries to make the decline your health, you got to put the word on him. John 3 says, above all, I pray that you might prosper and be in health. When your finances are under attack and the devil tries to depress you by putting you in a financial strait and you don't know how you're going to pay your bills, mortgages due, car note due, out of a job, don't know when the next job is going to come, about to run out of your employment check, put the word on the devil. It is written, Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. Put the word on him. When that enemy, that friend betrays you, when they stab you to your heart, when they hurt you badly, and you're feeling like you don't know if you got a friend in the world, nobody you can trust, put the word on them. Psalm 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy enemies of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down. The word on him, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stay in the word. Stay in the word. Simple becoming a Christian. Not easy being a Christian. So what have I to do? I gotta stay prayed up. What am I to do? I got to stay in the word. And then thirdly, stay close to Jesus. You got to understand that the devil wants to disrupt and destroy your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal your joy and your holy optimism. Kill your hopes, your aspirations, and your ambitions, and destroy your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So you got to stay close to Jesus. Stay close to Jesus. As we concluded our Bible study on Wednesday, and I talked about what now. After all of what we have been studying, what do we do now in fighting the good fight? And I took us to Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, where it says, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And so I asked them to give some testimonies in your life where the Lord Jesus brought you through and you knew that it was nobody but the Lord, because you were at your very last. And you didn't know how you were going to make it. You were a person of prayer. You stayed prayed up and you stayed in the Word. So how? Tell me. I said, tell me. Give us a testimony here. Not a testimony that comes from Holy Writ. Not a testimony from Pastor Jackson. Give your testimony. So we heard a couple of testimonies. Marvell Mendenhall. Marvell, stand up. Marvell Mendenhall gave her testimony first. Sit back down. Angela Moore. Is Angela Moore here? She'll be at 11 o'clock. Angela Moore gave her testimony second. Reverend Richard Johnson, stand up. Reverend Richard Johnson gave his word of testimony last. I promise you in Jesus' name, by the time we had a testimony for the Father, for the Son, and for the Holy Ghost, not one person in prayer service was in the place where they started. Everybody, without exception, was either running, jumping, dancing. They moved from where they were because of the word of their testimony. They told us what the Lord had done for them. And if it had not been for the Lord on their side, they wouldn't be in church. They wouldn't be in Bible study. They wouldn't be in prayer service. Those are just three persons. I have my testimony. You have your testimony. Is there anybody in here who doesn't mind testifying right now that the Lord did it? If you know that the Lord did it, and it was nobody but the Lord who kept you when you wanted to give up, nobody but the Lord who held you in the hollow of your hands. It's nobody but the Lord who saw you through that dark hour. Nobody but the Lord who kept you calm in the midst of the raging storm. Nobody but the Lord who made a way for you when there was no way out. Nobody but the Lord who opened a door for you when doors were closed in your face. If you don't mind testimony, let the word of testimony bless somebody today. Stand on your feet, put your hand together and praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. I'ma stay with Jesus no matter what, no matter when, no matter where. I'm gonna stay with Jesus. I'm gonna stay with Jesus. I'm going to stay with Jesus. Simple. Becoming a Christian. Not easy. Being a Christian. But you can do it. If you stay prayed up. Stay in the Word. Stay close to Jesus. I want to invite somebody to Jesus right now. I want to invite somebody to Jesus right now. Will you come today? Will you come today?
This concludes the broadcast of Brooklyn Baptist Church. An obtained copy of this service in its entirety, please reference number 052619. 052619. Simple, not easy. Give us a call, 803-796-6103. 803-796-6103 is the number to call. Please visit us on the web at brooklynbaptist.org. Don't forget, Women's Day DVD and CD is available for you. Get your mind right. We want you to include this in your library. So please, pick up the Women's Day. Pick up this CD, Simple Not Easy, or just come by or visit us on the web at brooklynbaptist.org. At this time, let's hear a word from our pastor. Hello, Pastor Jackson.
Hello, I am Reverend Charles B. Jackson, senior pastor of the Brooklyn Baptist Church. I want to take a moment and thank you for tuning into our weekly broadcast. Consider joining us at our weekly service, 8:15 a.m. or 11 a.m. If you would like to contribute to the ministry of building the next generation of believers, please go to our website at www.brooklynbaptist.org and click on the giving icon. We look forward to meeting you and your family in the future at Brooklyn.